Well, that has country to have anything to do with it. What do you call the center of a peach?
Seed.
Seed, all right. What do you call a peach whose meat or fruit sticks to the seed? And what do you call one that doesn't stick to the seed?
One's a cleft seed.
Cleft seed. The other one's a press, you know, the one that sticks.
The one that sticks is the press, okay. What do you call beans eaten in the pods?
The beans you eat.
Yeah, that you eat in the pod.
They're string beans out of all Iowa.
Okay, what do you call large, flat, yellowish beans not in the pods?
Butter beans.
Butter beans, yeah. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Salad, I think they call it.
Call it salad too, I got that down here too. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
You mean on the cob?
Mm-hmm.
Here, corn.
We call it corn on the cob.
That's what I always call it. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground? It's light brown with darker stripes.
Brown squirrel.
Many of them do. I catch.
What Merce said to you. I swear exactly the same words. He said, ground squirrel had plenty of them around here. Same thing. What do you call any animal with a strong offensive odor?
Polecat. Skunk.
What do you call a little animal so big to... And what do you call a little animal about, you know, about that big that hops along the ground? Some of them live on the land and some of them live in the water. Just a frog, okay. What do you call a smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise?
Well, there's different kinds of frogs.
Well,
there's a
tree frog like the rabbit.
Yeah, sometimes that tree frog gets on one of them trees and in him. But, I don't know what that is. It's a brown frog stays around here, you know, some of them in the harbor. Mm-hmm. But now you can get in the branches of this creek down here in case these bullfrogs and their legs, they're good to eat.
Mm-hmm. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Well, there's different kinds. There's wigglers and
grub worms.
Just old barn worms around a barn, but...
What's the difference between a wiggler and a barn worm?
Well, a wiggler eats them all the time. That type's a piece of attention, you know, in the world. But her son-in-law, he gets in the branch and catches pennywinkles around there. She'll love them.
You can get them.
What's a pennywinkle?
It's a worm, about the size of your little thing, about an inch long, black.
Mm.
Catch them on the rocks and branches.
These bass in here, they're like the minnows.
Mm. What do you call large worms used for bait? Big worm.
Well, when I used to use them minnows, you know, for big fish, catfish, anything. Because these little ones, they'll get up there and nibble your hook on a worm and get your bait, see, they can eat it.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Mosquitoes. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a mosquito.
No.
Bigger than a mosquito.
Chimney sweep.
He said over lake.
Lakes and marshes and stuff. Ponds.
Yep.
I'm talking about it. It's an insect with a long, thin body and big old wings, transparent wings. Buzzes.
kind of like a camouflage, but it's kind of a lot of it.
I said that thing right on my mind.
Well, would you call it a mosquito hawk? That's what we always call it.
No way.
Dragonfly? Darning needle? Snake doctor?
Spindle? Snake doctor, that's it. That's what we call it.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud?
Mud.
Mm-hmm.